So, who you aim it chutz leitanu, u poshat yodei, poshat yodof lichal, vi nota le salagi, ve vire al gabitanu, so let's say here is the tanu, and he's mavir the mechatos above the tanu, and the tanu is mitame, suppose the lagi suppose the lagin would come in contact, would come inside the avir of the tanu. So then it certainly would be tame. But it didn't come inside the teich of the tanu to become tame as a result of the avir of the teich of the klicheres. But he just above it, he was maveret. So Rabbi Akiva mitame v'chachom mitare. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh here, Pirush Yud of Poro Mishneh, he says that it's Rabbi Akiva mitame lishitosi. He says kluto kimishi umchodamye. So memele, if I am mavir the lagin the mechatos above the teich of the tanu, so memele it's considered as if it had entered the teich of the tanu. So Meile, that means that why? Because Rabbi Akiva lishitosi. That means that according to the Rambam, means that it's considered as if it dropped down. So we consider it as if the lagin had been in contact with the tanu. Because if we were to say like Thesis, that the resting place is the avir, now it didn't come in contact with the tanu, it didn't enter the teich of the tanu, above it. High above it. So why should it become Tomei? So we see that the Rambam is chilek on this. Anyway, I mean, there is no shaila that the Rambam shite is that kluto kishmiru chadamye means that it's considered to be on the karka beneath. But and this shite is that kluto kishmiru chadamye means that the hanoche is in the avar itself. From the Ramban, it's also mashma like the Rambam. Because the Ramban is masik on the Ri. The Ri says that if we say kudikon mishiun chadamye, so then we couldn't learn out zerik mebeishit. We couldn't learn out zerik mebeishit because zerik lemaila miyud by zerik mishusayochid derech mishusarabim lemaila miyud would in effect be if we assume kudikon mishiun chadamye. Like Zerik, Mirshus Ayochid, Limokim Ptur, and then again, Mimokim Ptur, Mirshus Ayochid. So we see that, and Ramban is Chilik on the stasis. So it's Mashma that from the whole Loshon of the Ramban, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. So Memele, if we say that the Ramban, and it's Mashma like that, he agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. Some mele. So we don't have to say that the Ramban is chelik on the Rambam. In what the Rambam says in the Hakdomet Pirush HaMishneh, that there is no machlekes tanoim amoroim in regard to Halacha Mishneh Sinai. But then we ask, the Ramban himself says that Dalet al Dalet is Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So still, how can he say kludik mishiun chadamye? If we are to assume that the pshat kludik mishiun chadamye, Rabbi Akiva, is that the anochi is in the avir, so there certainly isn't the anochi alim mokim dal dal dalet avir. Avir is certainly not a tangible mokim of dal dal dalet. So, but if we say like the Rambam, that the reason that the pshat kludik mishiun chadamye is. The pshat in kludik mishiun chadamye is not that the hanochi is in the avir itself, but it's considered noch and the karka beneath the point of the avir where it passes in the course of its motion. So then, Rabbi Akiva does not have to be chilek on that halacha l'mishneh Sinai. There is the halacha l'mishneh Sinai, but what does halacha l'mishneh Sinai say that the hanochi has to be the akire or the hanochi has to be from imokim dal dal dalet, and still he can say kluto kimishiun chadamye because it's considered as if the anoche had been on the karke beneath certainly has dal dal dalet. So then, there is no kashi. But then you ask, so why, So then, how do we say? So how do the Rabbanon say? Now it's aloch lemeishem misinai. It's aloch lemeishem misinai. That mokim dalid. That mokim dalid. Mokim dalid. So and according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, if it is kolut, it is not enough. If it is kolut, it's not enough. But let it be considered as if it is on the karke, as the karke. So first of all, because the Rabbonon Achili kam this aloche of klute kimishum chadamye, so mainly it's not considered as if it is on the karke, as if it is on the karke. All right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva sova amrinon klute kimishum chadamye, the Rabbonon sabre loy amrinon klute kimishum chadamye. So the Gemara says, lememre di pshitali l'rabe, di bikluto kishimu chodamye, u biseich, asoro plige, vo mi boye boye l'rabe, di boye rabe l'imato miyut plige, u viho plige, di rabaki besova akluto kishimu chodamye, di rabonan sabre lo yamrin akluto kishimu chodamye, av lemayla miyut, di vrhakel pote, u di kula alme li alfinan zere kemeshi, oi dilmo lemayla miyut plige, u viho plige, di rabaki besova, yalfinan zere kemeshi, the Rabbonon Sabre lo yalfin azeh reklameishi avol imaytom yudi v'hakel chayet and the machleik is between the, so even the Rabbonon Amede that zeirik mishus ayochit lishus ayochit derech ishus arabim so is chayet limatom yud why my time amrinon kluto kimishun chadamye and the machleik is limaylom yud and limaylom yud b'judachas, not b'shteid yutes, because b'shteid yutes not shayach to say yalfin azerik meishin, because if meishin is what? So the Gemara says, holy kash, bosa di bayo od arif shetale, di sova rabba kive, kluto kishimun chadam. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, I started to discuss that in connection with Loshon of Rashi. Kluto, anomed alef, hachifetz, hoil v'niklat, be'aviro shel rishus arabi, ki mishohun cho b'seichet. Now, what is Biseichel refer to? I mean, so if he agrees with Teis Veshite, so the Biseichel, so in other words, so Biseichel refers to the Avir. Now, the Avir Rashi mentioned. Kluta Achivet, so you will Nikolat Baviro Sholos Rabbi, Kim Mishahuncho, Biseichel, Biseichel, in it. Where was it mentioned? Baviro. So Biseichel has reference to the Avir. But if we say that he agrees with, that Rashi agrees with the Rambam Shite, that the Pshat in Kluto is, that it's considered as if it had been Noch on the Karka. So Biseichel refers to the Karka. He didn't mention the word Karka. He mentioned the word Avir, but Karka he didn't mention. Of course, that's only a diuk. It's not a Raya Bore. But there is a diuk that Rashi agrees with Teisa Shite, that the Pshat in Kluto Kishimun Chadamye is that the Anochi is Biseichei. What Biseichei? In the Avir, not in the Karka beneath. Kimishuncha Biseichei. V'aval gav de loinoch. V'aval gav de loinoch. U'Biseich Yud, di'u umaylam yud la'vav rishus arabimu, el'av emokim turu, v'av l'kut alayk. Zirik emeshi. Dilu meishit nu shusayoch nu shusayoch idar nu shusarabim afilu mailu miyut kaimu lam firka zeirik di chayet di alef magole shal mitbo shemishit nitzakoshim zu mizu lezu vein nu shusayochit u b'neim nu shusarabim v'lo yuzer kene isom shalo yizkalkel. Now the Gemara se kashe v'dil mo, how can you explain the mission on the basis of Rabbi Akiva Shite of Kutuk Mishun Chadamye? Now of course it is muchach l'chol apoches that Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no such requirement of placing it actually on the tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. So even according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Pshat included in Mishradamye is that it's considered to be an Mokim Dalet al Dalet. I mean, it's considered to be on the Karke, and the Karke is Dalet al Dalet. So why do we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such prerequisite that it has to be on the Mokim Dalet al Dalet? There is such a prerequisite except the Talpidin is considered as if it is Anamok and the Kalke, which is certainly Dalet Aleph. The answer is, all right, so Alpidin constructively it's considered that it's Anamok and Dalet Aleph, but actually it's not Anamok and Dalet Aleph. So this is what is Muchach, that according to Rabbi Akiva, it is not essential that it should actually be an intangible place of Dalet Aleph. So it's Muchach that according to Rabbi Akiva, it is not, there is no such prerequisite that it should actually be an intangible place of Dalet. Hanocha should be an intangible place of Dalet. But maybe Akira, there has to be. Akira, there has to be. Now, so why should we distinguish? Why should we distinguish between Akira and Hanocha? Now the Gemara is saying maybe Rabbi Akiva Shita is that there is no prerequisite that it should actually, the Hanocha should be actually on it, Mokin Dalet Aleph, but that the Akira should be from an actual tangible place of Dalet Aleph, maybe that Rabbi Akiva concedes. Why should we say that? So Teisves explains it. In other words, so let's say according to the Rizpshat, that the reason as to why the Mokia for Dalet is the Posik Val Yetzish Mkeimei, and the Posik Val Yetzish Mkeimei deals with Akira, not with Anoche. But before the Gemara assumed that we learn out Anoche from Akira. But now the Gemara is saying, no, since the Posik Val Yetzish Mkeimei deals with Akira, so maybe we don't learn out Hanoche from it. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Akiva says Klitkim Shichadamye. But in Achaname, as far as Akira is concerned, Rabbi Akiva concedes that there has to be Akira from a tangible place, from an actual place of Dalet al Dalet, of Dalet al Dalet. And then according to Rabbi Tam, so we can also say, Teisa says, because the Svore is based upon the Mishkan. So Mimele, and in the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, so he says, show your nate limit voson, show your alba al alba. So we know that in the Mishkan the Akira was from a Mokin Dal Dal Dalet. But Meichatei Hanoch. The question is according to the Ramban's Pshat, that the Aloche of Dal Dal Dalet is Aloche L'Mishim Sinai. So in other words, so there was Aloche L'Mishim Sinai. If there is Aloche L'Mishim Sinai, So the Aloch L'Meshim Sinai deals with Akira and Anoche. So how can the Gemara say, we deal with Akira Baye or Anoche Loi Baye? So the Ramban himself realized that difficulty. So the Ramban says, the Tenach Name, Alibidemes, that there is Haloche of Dalet al Dalet, Alibidem is the Maskone of the Gemara is that there has to be, that the Tanya of the Mishnah holds that there is a Aloche of Dalet al Dalet. There is a Aloche of Dalet al Dalet. And the reason is why the Akira from the Yad of the Oni or from Yad of Alabayis, the Anoche into the Yad of the Oni or into the Yad of Alabayis is good, is because Yodishalodom Chshuvo, so it's considered Dalet Dalet, so then we can say that it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. And if it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai deals with both, with Akira and Anoche. But now the Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says now at this point, when the Gemara is saying, V'dil ma'anoch l'baye, or Akira baye, the Gemara is saying, maybe there is no Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. Maybe there is no Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. But it's just based upon the Svore. What Svore does he mean, the Ramban? He means the Svore of Mimishkin. So Mimele, we could say that since in the Mishkin, so the Mitzias was, or Yonet L'Mitivoson, that had to do with Akira, not with Anoche. So maybe Anoche doesn't require Dalet al Dalet. Alright. Elo Marav Yezi. Homan Rebbe. Hey Rebbe. Ilei meho Rebbe Ritani. Zo rak vinoch al gabi zis kolchu. Rebbe Michaye v'chachomim Petrin. Rebbe Michaye v'chachomim Petrin. So Rashi explains it as follows. Now, first of all, Rashi says, "Vildilma Hanoche Hudu Baye Miliktone Rabakive Mechayev אבל אקירה בויה מלגל במוקים דלת מלוקטונה רבקים ומחייב שתיים אחס משמצויר ואחס משמחנוסי. So in other words, we should distinguish, so there has to be a reason for it. So the reason for that is because the Loshen of Rabbi Kive in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kive doesn't say Mechayev Shtayim, he just says Mechayev. So Memele, that means only Mechayev Achas. So why? So is Mechayev only Mishu Mitzoye? From Meitzi, Mishu Sayochid, Mishu Sarabim, and not Mishu Sarabim, Mishu Sayochid. Why? Because Hanoche doesn't require an intangible place of Dal Dal Dalet, but Akira has to be from a tangible place of Dal Dal Dalet. So Mele, he can only be Mechuyev Mishu Mitzoye for me on the score of Meitzi Mishu Sayochid Mishu Sarabim, not on the score of Machnis Mishu Sarabim Mishu Sayochid. Alright, so he says Zorak Mishu Sarabim Mitchilas Dalet Lesev Dalet V'nochal Gabiziz Mikolei Ag Mikolei Tzayetzim Nakeisel HaKorozis Rebbe Mechayev. So what is the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is on the basis of Dalet Ames Mishus Arab. Rebbe Mechayev, in other words, Al Medulei Boya Hanoch Al Mokim Dalet, but this is a Ziz, it doesn't have these dimensions of Dalet Tvochim Al Dalet Tvochim. So still is Chayev Al Medulei Boya Hanoch Al Mokim Dalet. So the Gemara says, Hosom Kedi Boya Lemei Malikam. Kidabai, Domar Abai, Ho, Hobby, Lonaim, Bishus Ayochid, Vinefe, Natalicious Arabin, Vizorak, Vino Hanefe, the Rebbe Sovar Amrinon, showed the Nefe Bazari Cray, Virabon and Savrelo Amrinon, showed the Noife Bazari Cray. So, in other words, so, showed the Nefe Bazari Cray, Vavikimuna, Bishus Arabin, Al Mokim Dalet, the Ikamechashi Lenev. So in other words, but Rashi applies Rebbe's Din to a chiyuv of Dalet Ames Mishus Arabim, not to a chiyuv of Moitzi Mishus Ayochid Mishus Arabim, but of the chiyuv of Dalet Ames Mishus Arabim. In other words, he was Eirik Mitchilas Dalet, Lisev Dalet, and then he was. So, but the Iker of the Ilon was Eimed Bishus Ayochit. The Iker of the Ilon was Eimed Bishus Ayochit. And the Iker had Dalet Al Dalet. The Naive did not have Dalet Al Dalet. And he, according to Rashi, so he was Zeireket Mitchilas Dalet Lesev Dalet, not Mishus Ayochit to the Naive. He was standing, the Zeirek was standing to Mishus Arabi. Dalet Am is away from the Nave. And he threw, let's say, certain chayfets on the Nave. And it rested on the Nave. That itself did not have Dalet Al Dalet. But the Iker that was in the Rishus Ayochid had Dalet Al Dalet. So according to Rebbe, we say Shoda Nave was an Iker. So Memele it's considered Vehavik in Munach Birshus Arabim Al Mokim Dalet. The Iker Mechashiv Lili Nave. But Rashi doesn't say that on account of the halacha of Shod Neif Basar Yikre, since the Iker is a Rishus Ayochid, so Memele the Neif is also considered to be in the Rishus Ayochid. That not. You see, the other Rishenim are Chelik on Rashi. According to the other Rishenim, so according to Rebbe, the Shod Neif Basar Yikre, so if the as a result of the fact that the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochid, so even though the Neif is Bimtzias in the Rishus Arabim, it's considered to be in Rishus Ayochid. Even though Bimtzias, it's in the Rishus Arabim. According to Rashi, there is no such halacha. We cannot, on the basis of Shod Neif Basar Yikre, treat the Neif that Bimtzias occupies space in the Rishus Arabim to be considered as if it's in Rishus Ayochid. That we don't say. But the whole, the extent of Shod Neif Basar Yikre is to give the Neif Chshives of Imokim Choshev, to endow it with the Chshives of Imokim Choshev. In other words, any Mokim, any tangible Mokim that has less than Dalet Vochim al Dalet Vochim, so is not considered Imokim Choshev. So according to Rebbe, if the Iker is Imokim Choshev, So the Navy is also considered the Mokim Choshuv, even though on the basis of its own merit, it shouldn't be Mokim Choshuv. But it is considered as Mokim Choshuv on the basis of the merit of the Ikar. But that the Navy should have the Din Rishus, should have the same Rishus status as the Ikar, that we don't say. The other Rishenim Achilik. The other Rishenim Achilik and Rashi. And they say, according to Rebbe, that we say Shalonev was a Ikre, so it's not only that the Ikar endows the Nev with the Chshives of a Mokim Choshuv, even though by itself it does not endow the Dalet, but it endows it with the same status as the Ikar. And if the Ikar is the Rishus Ayochi, so the Nev that Bimtzias occupies space in Rishus Arabim also has it, enjoys the status of the Rishus Ayochi. This is Teisa Shite, this is the other Shite, the Shite of other Shite. But Rashi Shite is definitely not like that. Definitely not like that. Because you see, Rashi emphasizes Zorak Mishus Rabbi Mitchilas Dalet Lisev Dalet Vinoch Al Gabizis Mikolit Ayitz Makesel Korosis. So in other words, so the Chiyuv is on the score of Mitchilas Dalet Lisev Dalet, and it's Mashma that even after the Kimt of the Gemara that the Machlekes is not in the Aloche of Dalet Al Dalet, but the Machlekes is whether we say Shin Enof Besarikrei. So the Chiyuv is still on the score of Dalet Amos B'Shus Rabin, not on the score of Meitzim Mishus Ayochet B'Shus Rabin. Of Meitzim Mishus Ayochet B'Shus Rabin, as Tesis explains it. As Tesis explains it. Oh, so why? So that's not unreasonable, Rashi Shiva. In other words, because to say that on account of Shodan Eivim B'Sarikrei, so something that B'Mtzies is in the Rishus Rabin should be considered as a Rishus Ayochet, that we don't say. But on the basis of Shadon Eivim B'Sarikrei, it acquires the chshives of the Ikar, but not the rishus of the Ikar, only the chshives of the Ikar. Now the question against Rashi is, if we say that on the basis of Shadon Eivim B'Sarikrei, it acquires the status of the Ikar, then we can say as to why the Gemara applies the Machlekes of Rebbe and the Chachomim to a case of Vilon Ha'imit B'Shus Ayochid V'nei V'nei T'Lei Shus Arabim. V'nei V'nei T'Lei Shus Arabim. V'zorak V'noch Ha'nei. But according to Rashi, that the Shadon Eivim B'Sarikrei does not endow the Nev with the status of the Ikar, but only it endows it with the chshives of a mokim choshuv and the merit of the Ikar. So why does the Gemara have to say bilon ha'imit b'shus ayochid v'nei v'nei t'lei shus arabim? After all, so the Gemara could and he's mechuyev because on the score of Dalet Amos b'shus arabim. Why couldn't the Gemara say bilon ha'imit b'shus ayochid, the Ikar and the Neif and everything, but the Ikar had Dalet Al Dalet, and the Neif does not have Dalet Al Dalet, and then someone threw, let's say, a Chayfet from the Rishus Rabim on the Neif, but the whole Ilon could be in the Rishus Ayochid, with the Ikar having Dalet Al Dalet and the Neif not having Dalet Al Dalet. Not having Dalet Al Dalet. So that's a very strong kashi against that. Now, the Miri, in a few words, he answers that kashi. In a few words. Alright, so the Miri says, זה שבעם, שעזיר משל היוחד, משל היוחד, משל רבים באמצע, שהוא פוטה. פירושי אף על פי שהנוחד בשל רבים, כל שלו נוח על גבי מוקם הבורך, כמו שאומרו, זו רק לנוח על גבי זיז, והוא יהיה תהיה עצמה קייס, פוטה. ומכל מוקם כל שעובר לפוחס משלי שסומך לארץ, ונוח על גבי משהו, אף על פי שנסגל אותו משל משלי תחי, ויש מחב עם פוחס משלי שם, ולא יהיה נוחד, פיבלו ועזיר, זה סנד השאל. אילו נועמת בשל היוחד, ונאי פיינתי לשל רבים, וזו רק משל היוחד לנאי, שאין בירבו על רבו, או עם משוס הרבים לנאיב, ויוחוץ לארבעה אמיס. הרי זה פוטה, ונאמרים שעוד הנפק בשר יקרה, עד שנדנו במוקים, עד שנדונו, כי במוקים הרבו על הבו, ומקום מוקי, this is what bothered him. So why does Gemara have to apply it to Nilon that the Iker was in the Rishayochit and the Nefer Shesarabim? Let the Gemara apply the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker and the Nefer are both in the Rishayochit. Are both in the Rishayochit. But the Iker has Dalet al Dalet and the Nefer does not. So he gives a Teret. So we call Mokim. Imo Yoikre v'Nefer v'Shusechot. ויזורק משוסחר לנאי, אוי משוסרבים ויוחוץ לארבעה מייס, ודאי דונין, אוי סי במקיים, ארבע, וחיים. וחיים. In other words, the Miri says, according to Rashi, so, when are the Rabbonon Chilek, and Rebbe, and they say that the Iker, that the Chshives of the Iker does not and thou, the naif with the same chshives, that is, if the Iker and the naif aren't two separate rishuis. So mele, the naif cannot be nigrar after the Iker. Mashein came in a case where the Iker and the naif are both in the same rishuis. Both in the rishuis ayochid. Then even the Rabbonon hold that the naif is nigrar after the Iker, and since the Iker is a Mokim Choshuv, so the Neif is also a Mokim Choshuv. But if it's in two separate Rishuyes, then the Neif cannot be nigrar after the Iker. This is what. So with that, he answers the Kashe against Rashi. Alright. So in other words, so the Gemara's Kashe is, so how do you know that Rebbe holds there is no prerequisite of Akira and Anoche of Dalet or Dalet? Maybe Rebbe also agrees that there is such a prerequisite. But the reason as to why Al Gabizi is Chayev because Sholonif Basarik. So where do you have in Mandoma that says that there is no prerequisite of Dalet or Dalet? El Horem, not the Rebbe of Zorak Vinoch Al Gabizi, but the other Rebbe. El Horebbe Ditanye. So, rak meshusarabim leshusarabim, ushusayochid beemtza, Rebbe Mechayev, vachachomim peitrin. V'yom ha-Rab Yudah omar Shmuel Mechayev, voye Rebbe Shtai, achas mishvitzoi, vachas mishvachnose, so melo yikenat zeidum anochud lebayo akirabay. Because Shmuel says that Rebbe was Mechayev tuchatois. First for itzoyen, then for achnose. So in other words, so how do we have Hitzoye, because there was Hanoche. As it passed the Avir of the Rishus HaYochid, there was Hanoche. And then it was Neker again. So there was for a split second, there was Hanoche, and then it was Neker again. So it was Neker again, not from a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. And so that's why it's Chayim. So we see that there is no prerequisite of Hanoche Dalet al Dalet, no, of Akira Dalet al Dalet. Alma Lipoy Akira Veloy Hanoche Al Gabi Mokim Dalet al Dalet. So in other words, so our Mishnah in accord with Rebbe. So the Gemara says, no, Hoitmar Alo Rav Shmuel Damot Abai, Lui Mechayev Rebbe Lushis Ayochid Mikure, De Amrinon Beise Kiman Demal Yedam, Avol Sheini Mikure Loi. Early too late. So, Mechayev Oye Rebbe Shtai, der habe ich noch bis sa yochi wie khosa benek am schon wie ich nicht los sarabi aber lo yakir boy la noch boy al gabe mokim dal mi kuga she ich legak ki man di mole do vaso so mi kolzad habe ki mole mi le khafeit im gagol den avir khosh vavir hil kach kol an izrak le sei khay habe ki munach that was the fact that it has mechitzes so even though bimtzies it has no roof but al pedin it's considered as if it had a roof because the mechitzes enclose it. So memele, once you have mechitzes, so according to Rebbe, we consider as if there is mechitzes on top too. So, sekel mal yidan, abol sheine mikure, lei, vichitei meochename mikure, hotei nach. So, I mean, mechayiv Rebbe, which is a yochid mikure, in other words, if it has a roof, so in other words, so we consider, since it has mechitzes and it has a roof, So Mimele, it's considered as if it had been filled up with chafotzi. So Mimele, so let's say, as it passes over the Avir at this point, so we consider as if it had been filled up to that point. V'chayim Rebel b'shisa yochid mikure, d'amrin on beise, kiman dimal yidami, avol she'ine mikure, avol she'ine mikure loy. I mentioned that it's considered as if there had been a roof, because in my mind, I was, for a moment, I was thinking does one mandoma say that there is no dalet al dalet in the rishus ayochid, but in the rishus arabim there is a requirement of dalet al dalet. So that has to be explained also on the basis of basic mandemalidame. But then there is an extension. In other words, that even if b'mtzias he doesn't have a kiru, so since it has mechitzes, so it's considered as if there had been a kiru. But right here we don't have to resort to it, because here the Gemara doesn't discuss this din, that there is a requirement of dalet al dalet in the rishus arabim, but not in rishus ayochid. Here the Gemara says there is a prerequisite of dalet al dalet in rishus ayochid, but in the case of rishus ayochid mikure, so then there is no requirement of dalet al dalet. Aber schon im Korrei, wie ich teime, hoche Name beim Kure, hot in Abishus Ayochit, mit Kure, Bishus Arabi mit Kure, mit Chayev, so how can the only be Chayev, it's in Rishus Arabi, so there couldn't be a Rishus Arabi mit Kure, why not? Because there is a special aloche, that if you have a ceiling, even if a certain, let's say, avenue, has all the characteristics of a Rishus Arabi. Let's say Shishim Ribei Beikim Bei, and it's design Amo wide, all the characteristics. But it has a kiru, let's say under an elevator, where there's an elevator train. So those streets that have an elevator train on top, so it has a kiru. So even if it has all the other characteristics of a Rishus Arabi, Shishim Ribei Beikim Bei B'chol Yeim and Tezayin Amu White, could not be considered a Rishus Arabi, because it has a kiyum. So, V'chitei Mochanam Mikure, Otina B'Rishus Ayochid Mikure, B'Rishus Arabi Mikure Mechayev, V'Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehude, O'Omar Rav Abbe, O'Omar Rav Hune, O'Omar Rav Hama V'Cheifez, Dal Damez B'Rishus Arabi Mikure Poter, V'Fi Shenidei Me'Lidig L'Midbo. So how can the Mishnah say that the Oni is Chayev? But if it deals with Rishus Arabim Bikure, so it's not Rishus Arabim, so it's a Karmeles, so it's a Mokib Tur. Alright, the Rashi. Hotinach Rishus Ayochid. Dibal Abayis, Elo Rishus Arabim Dioni, Mimik Veslibim Kure. Ridigle Midbo. Vichol Melochet, the Shabbos Mishkin Gamra, Likamon. Minismecho Parshish Shabbos, the Parshish Mishkin Vayaki. Homane, the question is, so how do we know that Rebbe, so we cannot say that Rebbe is chilek on the whole din that there has to be a ten bimtzias, a mokim of dal dal dalet nakir and anoch. So how do you explain the mission? Elo marav zere, homan achirimi, ditanya achirimi imrim, omad bimkeme vikibul chay, okam bimkeme vikibul poter, omad bimkeme vikibul chayev, hobina anoch al gabi mokim dalet vil eke. In other words, if two individuals play ball, if two individuals play ball, and let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven throws the ball, and Shimon is okamim kemi, he grabs the ball, so then they are both potter, because ishnaim shos, one made the akire and the other one made the anochi. But if Shimon is mikablet passive, in Omad bin Keme, in other words, he stretches out his hand, and then the ball falls on his hand. So he's Maisei Tzdame Baalme. So that means that not only the Akire was done by Reuven, but the Hanoche was also done by Reuven. So, alright. So, in other words, it's not Shnaim Shosu. But the question is, the Kabbalah was on which Mokim? On the hand of Shimon. That's not Dalet al Dalet. It doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. The answer is, the Achirim hold, there is no such prerequisite of Dal Dal Dalet. So Chahobino, man, Mikim, Mikim, Chayobin, I'm not going to get out of it. Like, I was Mamino, Loy Binon, Mokimabo. Video again, video Manoch, Loy Binon, or Akira Binon, Akira Binon. Vanochename, Dilmo, the Poshit, Kamfi, you cannot even be patient from it. That according to Achirim, there is no prerequisite of Anoch Almokin Dalet. Maybe the Achirim in reference to the case where he put, let's say, something on the hands, in other words, Poshit Kamfei, Poras Big Day, they have a Dalet. They have a Dalet. So, the Kanama Anoch. All right. Now, let's see the Rashi. Homan le boy mo kandal da khirim. Omad bim kei mei zorak chayfetz vi kib le yachir. Omad ham kabe. Bim kei mei vi kib eil. Chay, vaze rik diyo avad akir wa noche. Oka ham kabe o bim kei mei. Vi rotz likras ha chayfetz vi kib le. Likras ha chayfetz vi kib le. So, pot. Hazerik. Dilo yisaveit. Hanoche mikeche. So when Rashi says in the Loshon Okaram Kabel min keime, virotz likratz achivet vikiblei. So you could be midayik from the Loshon of Rashi in contrast to what he said before. So Omadam Kabel min keime vikiblei. So in other words, so when do we say that he's chayev? So he says, "O Madam Kabel Mikemi Vikibe." In other words, that he stood in the same place. And then when he says he's poter, so he says, "O Karam Kabel Mikemi Virotz Likras Achivet Vikible." He's poter Azirik. Dloisavit Hanochem Mikeche. Dloisavit Hanochem Mikeche. So you could be midayik that as long as he changed his position, even though at the time the ball dropped in his hand, he was passive. So he's still potter. But it wouldn't be mistaber, because why should there be a difference whether he accepted the ball in a passive way in the same position, or he accepted the ball in a passive way in a new position? After all, the main reason as to why Okamim Keme is potter, so Rashi himself says, potter azirik duli savit hanoche mikeche. So Mimele, that lomdes should apply even to a case. So it should apply only to a case where he was akel when he grabbed the ball. But let's say he changed his position and then he manipulated to stand in such a position where the ball would fall on his hand while he is standing in a passive way, even though he changed his position. Why should he be poter? After all, the Anoche was not Nase Mikeche, he only manipulated, so that was only a grommet. So it's Lav Davke when Rashi says, it's Mistaber that when Rashi says, Okaram Kabel Mimkeme, Virotz Likras Achifetz Vikible, is poter Azirik. So he doesn't mean any case where he changed his position, even if he accepted it in a passive way. No, he means where he grabbed it. But in Achaname, if he changed the position, if Shimon changed his position, and he manipulated to stand in another position, another point, as so that, and he stretched out his hand, and then in a passive way he received the ball, so then that will mean that the Hanoche was done Mikeche of Ruve. You could argue, you could say that since at the time when Ruve threw the ball, so it couldn't fall into his hands except for the intervention by Shimon in changing his position, So Memele, it's not considered that the Anoche it was done by Ruven. But that wouldn't be so reasonable. It's more reasonable that even in a case where without the intervention by Shimon, so he wouldn't receive the ball in such a passive way. But as a result of the intervention of the initiative taken by Shimon, by changing his position, he manipulated that the ball should drop on Shimon's hand in a passive way. So that means that the Hanoche was done Mikeche of Ruvain, even though at the time when the ball was Neka from Ruvain's hand, it wasn't destined to fall in that place. But that doesn't matter, as long as he manipulated, as Shimon manipulated, that it should fall into Shimon's hand in a passive way, so it's considered that the Hanoche was done Mikeche. Alright. So the question is, why is the only chayev, the Vabai is chayev, after all, the Yad of the Odom is not a place of Dalet al Dalet. Omer Abbe Masnissen Kigein She Kiblo Bitrasko Vi Nicho Al Gabi Trasko Di Kename Hanoch, and the Trasko has Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara is the Kashe Voyodikotone. So that means that the Hanoche was in the Yad, not in the Traskel. Tone Traskel Shebiyod. Hote inach Traskel Bishus Ayochi. Ela Traskel Shebishus Arabim. So the Mishnah says that the Oni is Chayev. The Oni is Chayev. So Rishus Ayochidu. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, because the Traskel has Dalet al Dalet. Has Dalet al Dalet, and we say good achis. So we don't say good achis. We don't say good achis. The Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei Meir, no atzkone b'shu sarabim, uvreshe trasko, zorak, vino chalgabov, chayev, dik Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei, poshet balabayis es yodil echut, vino sal nisich yodil shaloni, nos nisich yodil shaloni, and the yad oni has a trasko. Amai chayev, Mishusa Rabin Mishusa Yochit Komofik. So the Gemara says, I feel the Tamer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud. Hosom le Mailam Yud. Hochel le Matam Yud. So when does Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud say that it's considered Yisrael Yochit because we say Gudachis? So if it is Yud or more than Yud, Mashink in the Mishneh deal to the case where the only holds the Traskel at the lower point in 10 Tvochim from the Karakal to Rishus Rabin. So maybe it could not, the Trasko could not be considered a Rishus Ayochid, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud. So Kashel el Rabavwe, Mikotone, Trasko Shebe Yodei, Vo Yodei Kotone, Elo Ma Rabavwe, Kirin Shishil Sheil Yodei Limato Migimul Vikibu. So in other words, so Rabavwe refutes that to Kimte, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the only the Balabayis received it in Itrasko, in order that Akira and Anoche should be Mokim Dalet al Dalet. Because Mishnah doesn't mention Trasko. So Rabbi Avuya says that the Mishnah is referenced to the case, Ken Shilshel Yodi Lamato Migimu Vikibu. So in other words, so then it's considered on the Karka itself, because of the Aloch of Lovot. Vohim et Katone. So be seich, vi boi seima bi gume, vi boi seima bi nanes. Oma rove, ich botan la shmini kohane? And even according to Rabbi Avuye, so what's the pshat in the Mishneh? Because the Mishneh is not concerned here with the din of Dalet al Dalet. That's another prerequisite. The Mishneh is here concerned with telling us the aloches of Meitz Mishnah Yochid Lishus Arabim, and Rosh Hashanah Lishus Ayochid. So Memele the Mishnah mentions the Yechatimtze of Hitzoyed Balabais and Hitzoyed Oni, Achnosed Balabais, Achnosed Oni. So true, in order to conform to all the other prerequisites, so we have to resort to certain unusual situations. And the reason is why the Mishnah doesn't discuss it, because the purpose of the Mishnah is not to discuss the Aloch of Dalet al Dalet. The purpose of the Mishnah had in mind was to discuss the distinction between Hachnose de Oni and Hachnose de Balabais, or Hitzoye de Oni, Hitzoye de Balabais. This is what Rabbi Avuye held. But Rove says no. Ich voltan la shmini kohan, elo ma Rove. Yodei shalodom chshuva lei ki dalet al dalet. So that's the final maskana of the Gemara. The Tinoch Name, the Mishnah doesn't deal with the Traskel Shebiyat, and the Mishnah doesn't deal with Shil Shiyod Lamata Megimel. But, so then the question of Isaiah is, why should he be Mechuyev? There is no Dalet al Dalet. So the answer is, what's the aloha of Dalet al Dalet? In order to be Mokim Choshuv, Yad Shalodom is considered Mokim Choshuv, even without Dalet al Dalet. Alright. You see Rashi here. Why did Rashi say, Afal gav de lemato lehave kone rochev dalet? Hoilu vireishe arba amrinon gudachis mechitze vehave rishus hayochid gomo. What does Rashi want? Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda hold gudachis, that's all. Why does he say, Hoyil Avol Gav de Limato Lehave Kone Rochev Dalet? Hoyil Vireche Arba Amrino Gudachis. So apparently, obviously, Rashi was bothered by certain difficulty. Now, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon as to whether we say Gudachis Mechitzana. Gudachik, everybody agrees that we say. What does Gudachik mean? That in Chitzel, let's say, that instead of Vochim Hai, so it's considered to go Adlokia. That's the aloha of Gudasi. That's the aloha of Gudasi. Gudachis means that the Mechitze that extends only up to this point and actually doesn't extend to the Karke. So, but Al-Pedin, it is construed as if it extended to the Karke. So, in other words, it's a concept analogous, similar to the concept of Gudasik, except that Gudasik has reference to the Mechitze going up, extending higher than it actually extends, and Gudachis implies that it extends lower than it actually extends. But Rashi was bothered by a certain Rashi. When do we say Gudasik Mechitze? If you have, let's say, if it extended higher than the Mechitzah, but only if you have an actual Mechitzah than Mechitzah, then it is construed to extend higher above the Mechitzah. But suppose you have a Mechitzah of 9 Mechitzah, can you say, good Atik Mechitzah, that Mechitzah that is actually only 9 Mechitzah high is construed to extend Adler Mechitzah? We don't say that. You have to have an actual Mechitzah of 10 Mechitzah, then it is construed to extend above them. But here in this case, if we had, let's say, a case where you had, let's say, a wall that is 10 tefachim high, the height of the mechitza of the wall would be 10 tefachim, except that it would be raised above the car, 4 tefachim above the car. It wouldn't be magia to the car. So then, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda would say, we say Gudachis. And Rabbon would say, we don't say Gudachis. All right, so then we can understand. But here, we're dealing with a case where you had just a stick. And on the stick, you put a box. It was a box. So the walls of the Defne HaTrasko do not have 10 Tvachim. Do not have 10 Tvachim. So even if we say Gudachis, in spite of the fact that Gdoim Boikim Tachta, The Gemara Nazirik says that the Rabbonon, why are the Rabbonon chilek and the halacha of Gudasik? After all, they say Gudasik, why shouldn't they apply the same concept from high down as we say from down up? So, because kol mechitze shagdoyim boik mechitze tluyo ina mechitze, according to Rabban Elizabeth, because kol mechitze shagdoyim boik im tachtov. In other words, if you have, let's say, a mechitze tluyo, and it is raised four tvachim, so kids, little goats, could pass through beneath that mechitze. So it's not chitze. So kol mechitze shagdoyim boik im tachtov ina mechitze, but. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbeinu holds, in spite of the fact that the mechitze doesn't obstruct the gdoim from passing beneath the mechitze, it's still a mechitze, but only if it has 10 tvachim, but it doesn't reach the kalk. But if it doesn't reach the, if it's only the deifnei atrasko, and not 10 tvachim high, so why should we say good achis? We wouldn't say good asik in respect to mechitza that is less than 10 tefachim high. Why should we say good achis? So the Miri Nazirik mentions a shite that in Achaname, that when does Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda say good achis mechitzte only if the defne hatrasko, let's say here you have a stick, this is my hand, is the stick, and then you have a trasko, and suppose the walls of the trasko are 10 tvachim high, but it doesn't reach to the ground. Then Rabbi Yehuda says that we say good achis. Mashen kein, if the walls of the trasko, the deifnei trasko are less than 10 tvachim, then even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say good achis. And that's very mistaber, even though, I mean, it's not mashma, all the Rishonim are chilek on it, and from the Pashtas Losh and HaGemore, it's not mashma that, because the Gemore doesn't say the traskel that has deifnim, that are 10 tvachim high. But there is such a shit. So, that shit, we understand. But Rashi did not agree with the shit. So Rashi was bothered by the kashe. So why does Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda say Gudachis Mechitza? All right, he's chilek on the halacha of the Rabbonon, on the lomdes of the Rabbonon of Kol Mechitza Shagdoim Boikim Tachdov Eina Mechitza. All right, but in order to apply Gudachis, you must have 10 tvachim high. In order to apply Gudachis, you must have 10 tvachim high. Not if you have 2 tvachim high. So this is what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, V'noch al gav of chayev. The avok avdol emato lehavikone rochev dalet hoy luvireishe arba amrinon gudachis mechitzde vehaverishus ayochid gomu. In other words, so Rashi says the tinachanami. Let's say in the rishus rabbi, and you'll have 2 bars. Let's say you'll have a trasko, but the trasko will not be set up on a conic that stands on the karke. But you'll have, let's say, from one end of the Rishus Rabim, you'll have a bar extending with a screw, and then another bar, and the trasko will be hanging, will be suspended in the avia, without a conic supporting it. So in such a case, and if the deifnei hatrasko in such a case would be less than 10 tvachim, then even Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say that trasko has a din of shayochid, because you have to have a height of 10 tvachim in order to apply the halacha of gudachis, or in order to apply the halacha similarly, in order to apply the halacha of gudachis. But here we are not dealing with a trasko that is suspended in the avir. Somehow it holds because with bars, you know, that hold it. But we are dealing here with a trasko that is set up on a kone. And the kone is 10 tvachim high, but the kone does not have dalet al dalet. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the kone does not have dalet al dalet, but as long as the trasko has dalet al dalet, so you are mitzarev the height with the kone with the dalet al dalet of the trasko itself. What kind of aloch it is, we have to understand. But this is what Rashi says. So, Afal Gavdel Matel, have a Kone Rochev Dalet, he emphasizes the fact there is a Kone. If Rashi had been that Gudachis is distinguished from Gudasik, that we say it goes down even though it doesn't have 10 Tvochim, so why does he have to mention Kone, who is interested in the Kone? So apparently, according to Rashi, if there is no Kone, if it is suspended in the Avir, so then if the Deifne at Raskol don't have 10 Tvochim, so of course we couldn't say Gudachis. But we are Mitzarif, the height of the Kone. Avo Gavdol Matel, have a Kone Rochev Dalet, hoyu v'reishi arba, amzvinu Gudachis Mechitzi, v'havar Yishtai Yochid Gomu, למעלה מיוד, הווה רשתה יוחיד, הוי ורוחב דלת, שיל של הישפיל, כמו הוי משל שבחבר, חובייס, למטה מגימו, דהווה קרקי, ואים את קטונה, הוני אימי בחוץ, והוא ישבו, בישי חכי ובעצמי, ובו יסי מבאים את בגומו, ויד ישמוכו, לסבוסו, איך פלטנה, תורך התנה בכל זה, זו הרל לידי, את המייצים של שלושוס חייב, על דבור מהלול, שינדלקם בכך, ליס נפושת כנב בגדי, לפנים דה ודלת, איך דה אח שווה זהו איסטם הלוכו, נסחב וניסיתו ליד חברי כמאס ניסן, אבל איך דה לא יאח שווה, שהולכו מנוכו מעצמי ביד חברי, דה היידי זוריק, לא יאח שווה ליד חברי לנוכו בגבו, דה לא נסחב לכך. Now here there is, you see, as far as the previous lotion in Russia was concerned, so there was no hech. So he said, even though on the surface it would appear that Russia emphasized, before he said omad ham okaram kabel mikeme we rots li krasa khifetz ve kible, and he did not say the okare, say he grabbed it the kible, so it would be mashma that even if he was a passive recipient, as long as he had to do it, he had to receive it in a new position, so he still put. I mean, there was a slight diuk, but there was no real diuk. But from this Rashi, there is more of a diuk. Aval heiche, de lo yachshele, shehocho vinocho ma'atzmei. Aval heiche de lo yachshele, shehocho vinocho ma'atzmei, biyat chaveire, de haidi zorik, lo yachshele, liyat chaveire, la'anuche bigavo, l'nishav likach. So then he says, "Heichad de'achshevei zeh oisim locha nischavim nisito liyat chaveri kemasnis." Aval heichad lo yachshevei shehocho vinocho me'atzmei biyat chaveri de'haydi zorik lo yachshevei liyat chaveri la'anucha begavo nischav likach. So I would say that he's potter. Komashmo is chayev. Why? Why is he chayev? Because he was standing. It's mashma from this. There is more of a diuk. There is no Rai Brura even from this Rashi, but from this Lashon there is more of a diuk than from the previous Lashon of Rashi. Because we could have a Salkadaitoch, that even though Yodei Shalodom is Chshuva Leikidal Dal Dalet, but that's only in the case of the Mishn, because he was mischaving that the Anoche should take place. The Balabais was mischaving that the Anoche should take place in the hand of the Oni. Or the Oni was mischaving that the Anoche should take place in the hand of the Balabais. Mashein came, if a person threw a ball, and this Kavone, he was not aiming that the Kabbalah should be by Yodei Shel Chaveirei. He didn't care. Let it be Yodei Shel Chaveirei, let the ball fall on the ground. He didn't care. So then I could have a Salkadaitoch that he's poter. Why is he poter? Why? So that case of Zorak Chavez and Nog Mesechel Shel Chaveirei Chayev. So what does it mean? He didn't change his position at all. At the time when the ball was Neka from Reuven's hand, Shimon was already standing in that position. And he had his hand already stretched out. But Reuven didn't tame Dafke that it should fall on Shimon's hand. He didn't care, let it fall on Shimon's hand, let it fall on the ground. He didn't care. So I could have his Al-Kadaitoch. If Rabbi Yechanan didn't tell us, I would say in that case he's potter. Why is he potter? But it was accepted passively, in a passive way. So I would say, the haid aval heichad liachshve, shehocho vinocho ma'atzmei biyat chaveirei, and he didn't aim that it should fall dafke in the hand of Shimon. It should fall. whichever way it falls, on the ground or in the hand of Shimon. So I would say, if Rabbi Yochanan didn't spell it out, I would say in such a case, he's potter. Why? The Haidi Zorik loy achshev liyat chaverei leanucha bigavo deloy nischaven likach. So komash melon that it is considered nischaven likach. In other words, if we said loy nischaven likach, so what would be the ptur? The ptur would be it's not in melachas machsheves because he was mischaven. He was mischaven, let's say, that it should fall on the floor, and the anoche should be on the floor, and the anoche was in the hand. True, that the hand was a maisit stabe ba'alme. It was completely passive. But it's not in melachas machsheves. So komash melon, that he is chayev. So it's more mistabeh, that what Rashi means, why is he chayev? Because it is considered mischavi. So komash melon that he is chayev. Why? Because when the person threw the ball, even though he did not aim dafke that it should fall in the hand of Shimon, but his kavoni was it should fall hand of Shimon on the floor. Doesn't make any difference. So it is mischavi. But the chol apoches in that case, where he was mikabel in a passive way, in the same place where it was destined to be noch. You see, it was destined to be noch. In other words, you see, Reuven was throwing the ball, and then when the ball was neka from Reuven's hand, so Shimon had already his hand stretched out. So Memele, that means that the ball, as a result of the akire of the ball by Reuven, so the ball took such a direction in motion that it was destined to fall in Shimon's hand. Because Shimon had already his hand stretched out before. So mainly it's considered melachas machsheves. It's considered that he was mischaving that it should fall that way, even though he didn't care whether it would fall on his hand or it would fall on the floor. But that was also in his kavone. Mashein came in a case where, let's say, Reuven, at a time when Reuven threw the ball, so Shimon was standing here. And there he couldn't receive it in a passive way. He couldn't receive it, let's say. And then he started to run, let's say, further. And he ran so quick that he assumed a certain position and he stretched out his hand, so he thereby manipulated that the ball should be received by him in a passive way. But at the time when Reuven threw the ball, so it wasn't destined to fall in his hand, except by the initiative taken by Shimon. So then it's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi, in such a case it wouldn't be melachas machsheves. So in other words, so there are two things. First of all, if it is neka, let's take another situation. Let's say Shimon does not move from his position. Reuven throws a ball. Shimon has been standing here, and he remains standing in the same position. But instead of keeping his hand in a passive way, he grabs the ball. So then, even though he didn't change his position, then Reuven certainly wouldn't be chayev, because then the anochi is domikeire. So that goes without saying. But it seems that from Rashi, that Rashi shita is that in two situations he would be potter. In the case where Shimon grabbed the ball, was killing the ball from the avir, so then even though he remains in the same position, so then Reuven would be potter because it's Shnayim Shos. That goes without saying. But it seems, I mean, again, there is no raya broy, because we could explain the Rashi, that when Rashi says, "Aval hichad le'achshav v'sholuchu v'nocha ma'atzim v'et chaviri, da'ay v'zorik le'achshav v'et chaviri, l'achav v'gavad l'ischavu l'ikach," so then he's potter because not l'achav v'sheves, komash melon, that it doesn't make any difference whether the ball was destined at that time to fall in that position, that place, or not. But it's not mashma. It's mashma that Rashi means komash melon, that it is considered nischavin, because because his intention was it should fall any way it falls, whether it falls on the hand or it falls on the floor, any way it falls. Bashein came in the case where he changed the position and then he manipulated that it should fall where it fell. But originally, had he remained passive, so it wouldn't have rested in his hand. So then it's not Himlachas Machsheves. So then that's how it's more mashma for Rashi Shite. So in other words, that Rashi Shite is that in two situations Reuven wouldn't be chayev. One situation is where Shimon grabs it, is kele the ball from the avir, even though he remains standing in the same position, he doesn't move one iota from the place where he's standing. So then Reuven would be potter, because then it's on the base of Shnayim Shasu. And also another case where he accepts it in a passive way, but through his initiative, Shimon manipulated that the ball should rest in a place where it otherwise would not have rested. So in other words, since at the time when the ball was neka from his end, it wasn't destined to fall in his end, and because of the initiative taken by Shimon, he manipulated that it should rest in the hands of Shimon. So mainly it's not considered the Blachas Machsheves. That's how it's mashmash. But I mean, I cannot say Bibrius. All right. Tasmikam, the meshit chayev namel matamiyut. Din timzolim apoter, lefishol imatzinu b'mishkon, meshit matamiyut, chagoleso yigveim yud, imkileim hocha, avol mailam yud, v'hakel chayev, di alfinon zerek memeshit. V'hakel chayev. Avol ato, in other words, in the machlekes is, lematamiyut, whether we say, kludek mishu mecho, but lmailam yud, So then he certainly chayev, even according to Rabbanon, the alfin is erek meishit. Aval ato, the meishit chayev lemata meyud, oz lemotzel meima lemata meyud ivrakel chayev. Dim kil mata meyud maitam epota zerek, umi u eine choche. So in other words, Teisa says eine choche, but Teisa agrees with that premise. He says there is no raya brure from this, gemor, but he agrees with this premise. Umi u eine choche. So why does the Gemara say that? El motzel meimad, because then the question arises. The Rabbi Akiva saw by Alfin and Zerik Meishit, Vim Tema, Val Kocho Zerik Mishayoch Mishayoch Derech Shesarabim Lohoyo Bemishken, Dim Hoyo Bemishken, Matzorech Lemelof Memeishit, Umay Taim Enam de Rabbon and de Patre. So then we should learn it out, so that in itself should be an Av, because it was in the Mishken. I mean, it should be told El Chalapaches, like Abbe Itzoy, because it was in the Mishken. Umay Taim Enam de Rabbon and de Patre. Vichim Dohoyo Bemishken, Amay Michayev Rabbi Akiva. So if it was Mishken, So it wasn't the Mishkan, because if it wasn't the Mishkan, so the Rabbonon should also be. So we have to say that Zeirik Shayoch L'Shayoch Adosh Rabim did not exist in the Mishkan. So why does Rabbi Akiva learn out after all? He chose him Lochegue. So even when it bears all the resemblance to something else that existed, that is in Melochas Itzoye, if this in the exact form did not prevail in the Mishkan, so it cannot be a melacha of its own. וכן לא יש מישכן מהמחייב רבי קיבל תולד דבתולד דיצוי שמלוכי קרויה אין לו לחייב דף קייסי שאין מישכן כבר איש אצלי ויש להם עד רבי קיבל סוב הרבי זה רק דומה תפילי מישית ממי דומה שוטל אצלי צוי alright I don't want to go beyond that because that will involve us a lot of time now there'll be a shiur tomorrow and there is no shiur in Melichi so there'll be a shiur tomorrow and there'll be a shiur on Thursday inshallah this is Rav Dalet אבל למטה מיהודי ורחק על חייב יום הקוטה כמישהון כשהחיפת ביודי של אוניו שבלבייס ושייך חלוטו דו כשנעיסם בלבייס לשיח יודי והייצי אלוהי מחייב so Teisa says that the halacha of kuta kemishun chadam yalibi the rabbi kiva does not apply to a case where a person holds the chayvitz. Hold the chayvitz. What's the raya? The raya is lo kishneisim balabayis l'sechiyode v'heitzi is lo mechay. So now the Mishnah says that that when the oni stretches out his empty hand and into the bayis. And then the Balabais puts a chayfet into the Oni's hand. And then the Oni pulls back his hand. So both up to it. The question is, if we are going to say, Kluto kimishun chadamye, so mimele, the Oni, so should be chayef. Because when the Balabais put a chayfet in Oni's hand, so Mimele, it was kolut in the avia of the balabai of the bais. So Mimele, it was munach then, and then he, when he pulls back, so he makes an akira from imokim noch. So why is the only part there? So it's a raya that we don't apply the halacha of kuto kimishuuncha when somebody holds it. When do we apply the halacha kimishuuncha when it's not held by anyone? When it is just kolut b'avia. When it is suspended in the avia, when it's moving in the avia, then we say kulik mishimcha, not when it's held by some. This is the plain pshat in Teisves. And this is how Rabbi Kveigia understood the Teisves. In other words, the Teisves shita is that we do not say kulik mishimcha in a case where it is held by some. So then Rabbi Kveigia says, Ainly come on, tzadik veizom medalev teisves dibra maschol hosom. In other words, so Rabbi Kveigia is pointing out that the teisves daf tzadik veiz is chelik on our teisves. Here teisves lays down the proposition that we don't apply the concept of kuto kemishuuncha in the case where it's held by someone. And Rabbi Kveigia understood that this teisves doesn't mean we don't apply the aloha of kuto kemishuuncha. Of kuta kemishuuncha that the because in this specific situation of where the balabai where the oni stretches out an empty hand and then the balabai puts a chayvet in his hand and then the oni pulls back his hand so we don't apply kuta kemishuuncha because of aged yach meyaged because then Teisa should say kishachivet biyodei shel oni or shel balabai. Teisa says, in general terms, even if it's not ogut to a goof that is b'shusachia, the raya is from the case where it is ogut. But if Teisves kavone had been to limit it only to a situation where it is ogut to a goof that is standing b'shusachia, then Teisves should spell it out. This is the reason as to why Rabbi Kveigia understood that Teisves is laying down a general proposition and. what Rabbi Kiliga says is very reasonable. So because of this, Rabbi Kiliga says, I only come on Tzadik Veiz Amud Aleph, Teisves Divar Mas Losom, because Deya Teisves says the reverse. Deya Teisves applies the concept of Gluta Kamishuncho even to a case when it's not suspended in the Avir by itself, in an independent way. Even when it is held by someone. Even when it is held by someone. And so in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Teisves Dav Daled and the Teisves Dav Tzadik Reis. Now let's see the Teisves Dav Tzadik Reis. Now here, we went over this Gemara many times. Now this is a basic Indian. Dav Tzadik Reis. The machlekes between Abaye and Rove, and according to what the Gemara says, that the Eifuch, that Rove says, Biyat Chayim. And Biklipoteh, so that means that Rove and the Din is like Rove. So holds that Aged Yad Loish may Aged. When is Aged Yad Loish? And in what case does the Gemara deal with? The Machlekes of Abaye and Rove deal with? If the hand is lower, is less than 3 Tvochim above the car. Above the car. So in other words, let's say this is the Karka Rishus Arabim, and I stand in the Rishus Ayocht, and then I stretch out, I have Peres in my hand, and I stretch it out, and I keep it 2 Tvochim from the Karka. So according to Rove Agad Yad is Loish Me Agad, so Meila Im Chayev, for Meitzim, your shoes, Rishus Ayocht, Rishus Arabim, even though it's kept in the hand, but since it's within Gimel Tvochim from the Karke, so Memele, I'm Chayev. For me, it's in Yoshua Sayoch, in Yoshua Sarabim. According to Abaye, he says, Aged Yad. So, Ishmei Aged, so Memele is spot. This is the Machlekes. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Biat Chayev. How can Rove say that Biat Chayev v'atnan poshet balabai shesiyad lechutz v'not loni miseicho oi shenosan liseicho v'hichnis in shneyem pturim? So why is shneyem pturim? We should be Chayev if Aget Yad is lo ish meyaget. Even though the only put it, but Aget Yad is lo ish meyaget. So hosom lemaylo migim hoch lemata migim. So in other words, the Mishnah is reference to the case of lemaylo migim. So then everybody agrees that he's poter. And the Rove, when he says chayev, has reference to the case of lemata migim. So Teisve says there hosom lemaylo migim. Vinei delav shmeyaget hanoch eleki ki depiras bekuntres. Now the question is: so here there is a machlekes rishonim. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Now, according to Rove, Aged Yad Lo Ish Meyaget. So even though it's attached to the other rishus where the goof stands, it's considered noch in the rishus where the hand is. So in other words, if the hand with that contains the peres is in the rishus Arabi, even though it's attached to the rishus Ayochid, it's considered noch in the rishus Arabi. It's considered completely noch in the rishus Arabi. But that's only the matter of him. But if it's lemaila migimul, so then even Rove will be made at his potter. So according to Rashi, why will Rove be made at his potter? Not because of Aged Yad. Because Molev Sheach, if Aged Yad is loish meyaget in case of poches migimul, so Aged Yad is loish meyaget in case of lemaila migimul. But if it's lemaila migimul, then he's potter because there is no anochal gabi karki. V'nei delav shmeyaget, so memeila it's lav shmeyaget even poches migimul. Even Pachas Megim. I mean, even Lamaila Megim. It's Lav Shmeyaget. Even Lamaila Megim is Lav Shmeyaget. But still, Lamaila Megim is Potter because there is no Anochal Gabikak. Anochal Ekek in the period of the Kuntres. Hiksha Rav Rebochon. Le Rabbe de Meike Mas Nisim Berish Mechilti in Kerabaki Vedoma. Kluta Kim Shirun Chodam. Rabbe applies the Mishneh that doesn't require. That seems not to require. The Andre Al Dalet Al Dalet. Like Rabaki Kuntu Kim Yuchadam. So in other words, so Mele, according So b'harbo b'dimayis hoche amay shneim pturim. In other words, so Rabin, not Rabin. Rabin doesn't apply it to limato migim, the Mishnah. But Rabbi, that is making masnis merish mechalutin Rabbi Akiva. The omakluto kimishu unchadan. So bahar bovid ma'ase hoche. So true that Rabbi doesn't apply it to matam migimu, to ma'ala migimu. But since he applies the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, so if we say kluto kimishu unchadan, so the ma'ala migimu is like the matam migimu. So bahar bovid ma'ase hoche amay shneim pturim. Weil Meilen mit Gimel, wie Rabbi Akiva, kumoi Limato mit Gimel, wie Rabbonon. Kumoi Limato mit Gimel, wie Rabbonon. So mi Meile, it's not necessary that it should be Hanoch al Gabi Karki. It's not necessary that it should be Hanoch al Gabi Karki. Now we don't have to explain this Teisves in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Pshat in Kutek Mishum Chodamye is, because we consider it as if it's Nachal Gabi Karki. In other words, Teisves could agree with what Teisves Shita and Dalai Lama's base, that the Pshat in Kutek Mishum Chodamye is, that the Hanoch is in the Aver itself. So the Kashi is. So, but since the Hanoch in the Aver itself is enough, so that means it's not necessary to have a Hanoch al Gabi Karki. So since it's not necessary to have a Hanoch al Gabi Karki, so the question arises, according to Rovi, the Aged Yad is Loish Meyaged. And if Aged Yad is Loish Meyaged, Yaged Yad Loish Meyaged, Limato Megimu, so it's Loish Meyaged, Limayla Megimu. But Limayla Megimu, there's another Chisol. Why? Because there is no Hanoch al Gabi Karki. There is no halacha al gabi karki, but lemata megimul there is halacha al gabi karki. But according to Rabbi, that kluta kim shiun chadamye. So let's say like Teisves davdalad amid beis that the pshat in kluta kim shiun chadamye is that the anochi is in the avir. But so anochi in the avir is good enough. In other words, it's not necessary there should be anochi al gabi karki. It has to be munach whether it's al gabi karki or not al gabi karki, as long as it's noch. So mimele, if Rabbi would agree with Rove that Aged Yad lo ish meyaged, so just as Aged Yad lo ish meyaged limate migimu, so Aged Yad lo ish meyaged lemayle migimu. But lemayle migimu, Rashi says there is no aloch al gabi karki. But according to Rabbi, kluk mishuch adam ye. So in every kluto there is no aloch al gabi karki. It's not necessary to have aloch al gabi karki in ishus Rabbi. So aloch ba'aver is good enough. So Mimele and Aged Yad is Loish Meyaged. So you should be Mechuyev even Lemaila Megimel. That's the Kashi. Amay Shnei Pturi. Vale Lemaila Megimel Rabbi Akiva Lemata Megimel Rabbanon. Now, let's say according, so this is the Pshat and Teisus Kashi according to the Shite that the Pshat included the Mishum Chadamye is that the Anoch is Navar itself. But, and according to the other Shite, that Kluta Kimishu Chadamye means that it's considered Alpedin as if the Anoch is Al Gabi Karki. So Mimele, the Kashi could be, so it is Al Gabi Karki. Valayu Mailo Megimel Rabbi Akiva Kumat Megimel Rabbon. Vyesh Leima, the Rabbi Sova, Ragab Kuf Shmeyaget, in a Chaname. So in other words, Rabbi who applies the Mishnah, like Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kimishu Chadamye, so he'll hold like a bite. Not like what? Oh, Virimi Foresh. So far, Teisves assumed like Rashi that the reason is to why Lemaila Megimel. So, Lemaila Megimel, so he's Potter, even according to Rove, is because there is no Anoche al Gabi Karki. But as far as the question of Aged Yad Shmei Aged or Loi Shmei Aged is concerned, there is no difference between Lemata Megimel and Lemaila Megimel. So just as according to Rove, Lemata Megimel Aged Yad is Loi Shmei Aged, so Lemaila Megimel also Aged Yad is Loi Shmei Aged. Now the Rishite is something else. The Rimi Foresh Hosom Lemaila Megimel Visel Meima the Shmei Aged. So in other words, there is insofar as the svore of Shmeyaget or Loi Shmeyaget is concerned, there is a distinction between Lemate Megimel and Lemaila Megimel. Because Lemate Megimel, it means it's Agabi Karke Mamish. So Memele, if it's Agabi Karke Mamish, so even though it's attached to the goof that is standing in other shoes. So it's loish miyagit. Mashein kein, well, it's not al gabi karke mamesh. So then even Rove agrees the target yadish miyagit. Anyway, so here Teisves is applying. So is applying the aloche of plutokim sheun chodamye to the case of the mishne. So that means, so this is what Rabbi Gregor is pointing out, that according to Rabbi, the Pshat, when Rabbi says that Homane Rabbi Akivehi, Doma Luibinu Mikim Arbo Al Arbo, so Teis Veshite Taf Tzadik Beis is that the reason as to why the only Yisrael, the Rabbi is Yisrael, is because of Kutu Mishumach. Not according to the Teisves here. So the Pshat is no. The reason as to why the only is chayv, but the bias is chayv, is not because of Plutok Mishuncho. Because Plutok Mishuncho doesn't apply to a case where it's held in somebody's hand. But the Madoma who says Plutok Mishuncho obviously must reject the whole requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But here, it's not because of Plutok Mishuncho. And Plutok Mishuncho, we don't apply here. Why not? Because it's held by someone. Mashen can taste this. After the grace holds, no. Yisraeli can taste this. That the reason as to why, that what Rabbi is saying is, that the reason as to why the only Yisrael or the bias Yisrael is because of Plutok Mishuncho. Not that he agrees with the shit of Plutok Mishuncho. So Mimele, he doesn't agree with the requirement of Dalet. No, this is the reason as to why is chayev because of Plutok Mishuncho, and even though he holds it in his hand, we still say Plutok Mishuncho. This is what Rabbi Kriya says, and that's the most reasonable pshat in Teisves. There are achrenim who say that there is no machlekes between the Teisves here and the Teisves Daf Tzadik Beis, but they say that when Teisves says kishachiv v'yodei shaloni oishem al habayis. So Teisves limits itself to the case where there is agit yad. Let's say, and if we say agit yachme agit, so that's the reason as to why l'shayach pluto. Not as a general principle l'shayach pluto, but even in this particular case l'shayach pluto. Kishneisim balabais l'sich yodei v'heitziloi mechayim. Because of agit, but it's not mashma that this is Teisves Loshen, because it appears from Teisves Loshen that Teisves is saying it as a general principle. So that means that it's other bala Teisves. I mean, the Teisves Davdalet and the Teisves Davtadik Leis are different bala Teisves. That's mistabel the way Rabbi Kleger assumed. All right, now Teimeri in Braisi b'shemoki dibinan hamochi al gabi mokim dalet uchid mashma k'tzas b'somuch. The Omer of Zeir Oman Acher in me, Mashma de Pliger Abonen Alei, Im Kein Eche Kom Aroche Dibre Hakel Chai, Im Kein Ahi Preise Mane. So in other words, in one alternative, Rabbe says, that Lumato Meyud, Dibre Hakel Chai. Why? Ki Am Kutok Shemir Adami. But if we say, Dibre Hakel Putri Mishir Adami, that means Dibre Hakel, no such requirement as Dalet al Dalet. Dalet al Dalet. So Rabzeira says that Romana Achirimi, so that only the Achirim say that, but the Rabbanon hold no, there is such a thing as Dalet al Dalet. But according to this alternative in Rabbi, so everybody agrees with Plutok Mishuncho, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. We need to kosher midi. שיעמיד רב עקיבא ורבונו כמסניס ולא יקאי ברייסא דניחא להעמיד מסניס ככל העם. Alright. So ניחא נעמיד, that ברייסא implies that there is that the רבונו נבל אחרים אחרים. But רבי in this alternative assumes that only this ברייסא, only the רבונו, the תנקמי of the ברייסא holds, there is such a requirement. But the Rabbonon of the Mishneh, they don't hold that there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. All right. Now, the Amrinon Kluto Kemishum Chadami. In other words, the kosheri, the my poich lemeimre the pshitel le rabbi, minolele, the nole the pshitel le rabbi I mishum. So the Gemara says lemeimre the pshitel le rabbi the bechlude keshiru chadami, because rabbi said omane rabbi akivi. What's the right? Maybe it's not the pshitel le rabbi that bechlude keshiru chadami. And b'sich hasorah plige. But one thing is clear to Rabbi, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that l'chol apoches according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's clearly kli mishum chadami. As far as the Rabbanan is concerned, there is a possibility that even according to them, kli mishum chadami. But it's not a certainty. So memele, he doesn't want to say homane Rabbi Akiva ve'Rabbanan, because then it's a sofik. He involves himself in a sofik. But he says homane Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah certainly accords with Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it accords with Rabbanan too. My poor, the main pshitel rabbi, but only pshitel rabbi. If you should come out of money, Rabbi Kivi, how you should Rabbi Kivi slim money, which I could come to Rabbi. I will leave the rabbonon, Miss Abkalai, who lock a lab of much lame, I'm a man of rabbonon. We more you know, Amy. Hodi come a little Rabbi Kivi soba, Kluto Kimishun Hadami, the rabbonon, so Rabbi Kishun Hadami. So it's part and parcel of the washing of rabbi, Hakum the rabbi, I was a shaper, Achinira Shemi the rabbi. So it's more mistabea that the rest is the lotion of the Gemara, of the Chachmei Agmora, not of Rabbi. But the lotion of Rabbi consists just Omar Rabbi, Homan Rabbi Akivi. The Omar Libino Mokim Abol Abol. Stop. And then, when the Gemara says, Itnana, Zir, we say, okay, that's the lotion of the Chachmei Agmora, not the lotion of Rabbi. So, Mimele, so why does the Gemara ask, Limeimre de Pshitele Rabbi? Achini Rashi Yemidim Rabbi, Veimeri Idoche Perushi. So since Rabbi has two alternative pshotim in the machleki between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim, so it's mistabel that he has another alternate pshat. Since he is not sure of the pshat, so even Rabbi Akiva does not agree with that concept of Kluta Kemishuach. Ubezu kinegedzu likulal mepot. Keep lige bidyute achas. So meishit is chayev. So that's a machlekes, whether the same aloche that we have gabi meishit bidyute achas that is chayev applies to zerek tu. Rabbi Kivis of Yafin zerek meishit. Rabbi Nesavu Yafinon. So elo de rabbe lichosh liforosh chalabayit. So if Rabbi here had agreed with his original sofik, that as to what the pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan is, so then he has another alternate pshat also. So how could he say bipshite soman Rabbi Akiva? There is a possibility that even Rabbi Akiva rejects the din of Kluta Kemishum Chadami. So we have to say that Rabbi originally he had the Sofi, gets what the Pshat is, but then at the end he was sure what the machlik is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. All right, Veidimari. Now this is the most important part of the thesis. Veidimari, you hold the Komar Hashas, Avul Matu Masor Di Vachal Chayev, Damrin Omkulik Mishuncho, Hayne Rabbanan. Avul Rabbi Akiva Kluto Lafki Mishuncho Damye, Umechayev Mishum Di Alfinam Zerik Meleish. So that he says that according to the alternative in Rabbi, that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon is only l'mayla mason, and the machlekes is whether Yalfin is Erek Meishit or not, but l'mayto mason divrei hakel chayev. So then divrei hakel chayev, but for different time. So according to Rabbanon, so it's because l'mayto mason is chayev because of Kluta Kemishuncho, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Yalfin and Zerik Memeishit, so he couldn't agree with Kluta Kemishuncho, because if he had accepted the shite of Kluta Kemishuncho, then he couldn't say Yalfin and Zerik Memeishit, because how could we be Aleph Zerik Memeishit by Meishit? So there is no Kluta Kemishuncho by Meishit. Why not? Why shouldn't there be Kluta Kemishuncho by Meishit also, just as there is Bazerek? So that's in line with what Teisra said in the previous Teisra. In other words, if we say, like Rabbi Greger assumed Pshat in Teisra's, that Teisra's in the previous Teisra's lay down a general proposition that when it's held in the hand of someone, so then the concept of Gluta Kemishuncha doesn't apply. Without recourse to the Shaila of Agat Yach Meaget or Loish Meaget. It doesn't apply even if there is no problem of Agat Yach. Of Agad Yad. So it doesn't apply. So Mil Meshit is always in the hand of someone. So we couldn't say, we couldn't apply the principle of Gluta Kemishuncha. Mashenkin by Zeleik. So the principle of Gluta Kemishuncha does apply. So Mimele, how could Rabbi Akiva say that Lemailo Miyut? So Zeleik is Chayev, Yalfin and Zeleik Mimeshit. How could we learn out Zeleik Mimeshit? By Meshit, there is no Shaiches of Gluta Kemishuncha because it's held in the hand of someone. Mashenkin by Zeleik, so if Rabbi Akiva agrees with the concept of Gluta Kemishuncha, so that means that in effect, when a person throws Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid, Erech Shisarabim, Lema.